Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Biblical Health and Wellness. This is a weekly program on holistic health from a Christian perspective. I'm Sherry Poundstone, your host. I am an ordained minister, Christian speaker, author, and health coach. And my whole goal with this program is to just help you to understand that as the body of Christ, we need to be the example and be healthy. So I have a couple of websites you can check out, sherrysholistichealth.com. I have a Facebook group you can join, Sherry's Holistic Health Group. Just look that up on Facebook. And, of course, my personal page, Sherry Poundstone. My mission is to help the body of Christ become healthier and to be a notable example to the world. And I do this through counseling, coaching, teaching biblical health principles. You know, I believe that the body of Christ should be the example of health and wellness. And many times we're not. We're not as healthy as we could be in so many areas, emotionally or spiritually, physically, mentally. So there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But we need to face the fact that we are to lead the way as Christ followers, not follow or fall behind. So that's my whole mission. That's my whole purpose. And the motivation that I have for wellness ministry and for becoming a certified biblical health coach comes and stems strictly from the fact that I have seen the body of Christ become almost less healthy than they used to be. So I am a representative for Plexus Products and doTERRA Essential Oils. That's all part of my ministry, as well as I do one-on-one counseling and coaching. But let's dig in today. I want to talk to you for three reasons. God wants us healthy. And there are three steps that we can take initially right now, or three reasons why we should jump into health. The very first one I want to address is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul's talking to us, and we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we are to honor God with our bodies. You know, if His Holy Spirit lives inside us, and He does, if we're believers, if we're Christ followers, if we've accepted Jesus into our heart, if He's the Lord of our life, if He gives us His Spirit to help us live the kind of life that He wants us to live. So since God is actually living in us, Holy Spirit is in us, Paul is telling us in these verses that God bought us at the high price. Jesus' death was the price that was paid, and so we need to take care of our bodies, right? That's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that's the very first reason, the very first step we would take is, why does God want us healthy? Because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as Christ followers, we house the Holy Spirit. We need to honor God with our bodies. And that could be in so many different ways. Today, I really just am talking about physical health as well as spiritual health. We just want to concentrate on one thing at a time. So today is just an introduction. But as we're housing the Holy Spirit, as we know God's living in us, why would we not honor Him with our bodies? And we can do that with our physical health, our spiritual health, our emotional health. The second reason is we need to set an example for culture. You know, I mentioned earlier that I feel like sometimes the church in general, the body of Christ, is not as healthy and not setting the example that we should. So we need to, you know, in Matthew 7, it states that a good tree produces good fruit and a bad tree produces bad fruit. If we are housing the Holy Spirit, if we're following Jesus and we want to set an example for the world, then we need to make sure that we are producing good fruit. In other words, we're looking at the motivation, not only housing the Holy Spirit in our body, which of course we just talked about, which is so important, but let's set the example. Let's show the world and those who are looking at us, as you know, because we're being watched. We are always being watched as Christ followers, aren't we? People are saying, okay, Sherry says she's this. She says she follows Jesus. What does her life look like? Well, let's set the example physically and health-wise. Now, this isn't just how we look. This is how we are able to accomplish what God has called us to do. And that is my third reason why God wants us healthy. I wanted to touch on today. We're going to feel better physically and mentally. We will have the strength and the stamina to complete the Lord's work, whatever He's called us to do. You know, are you a parent of young children? Oh my goodness, you need a lot of energy. You need a lot of patience. You need a lot of stamina. Are you a career household, two people working, trying to hold down, the responsibilities that go with all of that? Are you a minister, a preacher, a missionary, a school teacher, whatever it might be, a business executive? If you're following Christ and you have a call on your life to be that example, then we need to have that physical energy, that mental acuity, right? So I wanted to just give you a little bit of a background here. Those are the three steps or the three reasons I wanted to touch on today for God wanting us healthy. But I wanted to talk about getting to the root cause. You know, there are so many things out there that are supposed to be quick fixes, right? Let's get healthy by taking this pill. Let's get healthy by cutting out this food. That's a big one. You know, food elimination is never going to work, right? So I just want to talk to you a little bit about this. Allergy pills do not eliminate the source of your allergies. Avoiding gluten, which sometimes you have to, it doesn't heal the reason that you have gluten intolerance, right? If we put lotion on eczema, it doesn't address why we're getting the eczema in the first place. Taking a sleeping pill doesn't get rid of our insomnia. So you get the picture, right? Taking ibuprofen for chronic pain, inflammation, does not address the cause of the discomfort. It's not that it can't relieve the pain, but what is actually causing it? And here's a big one. Drinking coffee does not fix your problem with chronic fatigue. Nothing wrong with coffee. I love it. But what does? We have to get to the root cause. And most of the time, it is somewhere in between blood sugar imbalance, inflammation, or gut health. But we need to deal with the cause instead of masking the symptoms. So I can help you with that if that is something that you would need help with. And here's how I work. As a holistic health coach, and I am studying right now to get my certification as a biblical health coach, you can book some time with me. We can talk on the phone. We can do a video conference call, and I can help with what is your situation and what do you need help with? What kind of issues are you facing that we can look at? What does Scripture say? How does God want us to eat? What does the Bible say about food? What does the Bible say about health? And we can address things. So I do one-on-one calls, one-on-one if you're local, one-on-one meetings is fine. But you can reach me at sherrysholistichealth.com. Just go to my website, look around, see if there's anything there that I can help you with. And I am happy to do it. This is my mission. This is my ministry as well as my business. If you want to invite me to speak at your next event, you can go to sherrysholistichealth.com or sherrypoundstone.com. Now, if you are on Facebook, I highly recommend coming to my Facebook group and joining. It is a private group, so you will need to join Sherry's Holistic Health Group. And in that group, what we do is we talk a lot about different ways to address gut health, inflammation, how to look at our spiritual life and our spiritual health and how to get healthier that way. So these are all things that I would love to help you with if you need help. What we're going to be doing with the Biblical Health and Wellness Weekly program is every Tuesday morning, I will be recording just a short, like today, just like 15, 20 minutes, that will give you some information. Hopefully it will help you on your way to becoming healthy and well and strong. And remember, it's a weekly program on holistic health from a Christian perspective. So everything I'm talking about is scripturally based or biblical principles. And I would just love to help you. So contact me if there is something that I can do for you. God bless you, and I will talk with you next week.